Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC.
This is your boy, C Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing and teaching the rappers are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, you come to the unit, get through everything free to download and see. Oh yeah, we deserve the real
shoot. Unstoppable, we brought up is we represent. All them killers on the mic and we should love to all you fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rules to come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip hop, AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangs, raw. See these rappers on the streets, I got my chopper about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy Prez. It's episode 606 of the Murder Master Music Show. Man, we're keeping it going. Man, we've been nonstop since 600. We're on our way to 700, man. And what a better way to do it than bring on one of the brothers from the UGS for Life movement, you know what I'm saying, Living Dead Productions, the Dead Click. He's no stranger to this show. Matter of fact, you hear him at the beginning of every show, along with his brother Scratch LDP and the one and only D-Tag, the General. I'm talking about Jack Boy D-Pain, man. Let me bring him on right now because we got a lot to talk about. Man, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Yo, what's up? Doing good down here. How y'all doing?
Man, it's good to have you back on, man. We've had you on many times before, but, for the cats that's tuning in that didn't get a chance to hear those other interviews with you, you can go listen to them at ugsforlife.com. Man, tell everybody a little bit about yourself as far as, where you're from and how you got in the game and how long you've been doing this.
Well, I'm Jack Boy D-Pain. I'm an artist in the Dead Click, artist at Living Dead Productions, D-Tag Music Productions. I'm from the city of Cleveland, the state of Tennessee. I got on a long time ago, about 15 years ago, I'd say. Met up with Scratch LDP through one of my homeboys back in the day.
And you guys clicked automatically and started making music instantly.
Instantly.
Before you met Scratch, were you putting out tapes and doing stuff yourself? Like when exactly did you start? Like, did you start in the 90s or the early 2000s or...?
I started in the early 2000s when music was still dope.
Yeah, real talk. You came in at a good time then, you know what I'm saying? So I take it you listen to like cats like No Limit and 3-6 Mafia and stuff like that, right? Who all did you listen to coming up?
Coming up, Master P. That was one of the first gangsta albums I heard. Back in the day when I was warming up to a wrestling meet with I'm Bout About It.
Yeah.
Yeah, Master P was dope. C Murder, I love C Murder. And I love the Rapid Fire from Mystical. He was dope too.
Yeah. He had a unique voice.
Yeah. And UGK, they were really dope. I love their style and their flow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a lot of classics.
You know, there was a lot of influences back then. I didn't listen to a lot of West Coast rap, but East Coast and Dirty South clicked pretty well with me.
Oh, so you did like some East Coast stuff too. Okay. You had a wide variety.
I like the Wu-Tang, yeah. Red Man.
The old Dirty Bastard, man. That was my favorite. Yeah.
Man, that dude Red Man crazy with it.
Yeah, he was. He was, man. He didn't give a fuck. He
did not give a fuck.
Said what he wanted.
And he told the truth.
Yeah. He told the truth in a comedic way, but it was still the truth, So you came up in a good era. You listened to some of the best to do it, I'm saying. And how did you develop your flow, man? Because you got one of the coldest flows, and your voice, you got your own. We were talking about how mystical sounded. You got your own unique voice too, man. How did you develop your overall style?
It really took a little bit of time. I ain't even gonna lie. The first few tracks I dropped, I thought I was horrible.
Really?
It took time. It really took time for me to progress to be the artist that I am right now. And it's because of working with artists like Scratch and D-Tag, the people to push me to make myself sound better and to do better.
Yeah.
I try to go as hard as him on every track.
That's why the Dead Click is so phenomenal, because all three of you guys bring your A game every single time. There's no one guy who's above the other. You guys all click together so well. And your chemistry with D-Tag on this new album, Bipolar, is just fucking amazing, man. I know you've been working real hard on this project, Bipolar Disorder. How long have you and D-Tag been putting in work on this underground classic?
About a year. I think it's been about a year that we put in work on it. Hold ups here and there, trying to get verses in and getting it to sound exactly how we want it to sound. And it took time, man. It took time to put this album together.
Oh. I've noticed, it's a process, I was just going to say. It's a complete process. I mean, you got to nurture this thing like a fucking baby almost, and to the point to where it's ready. How did you finally know it was done, man?
Me and D-Tag did a whole, we did a listening together. We all sat, he sat down over where he was at, over in the Netherlands. And I sat down here and we kept listening to it. I tell him what I think was wrong with it, and he tell me what he thought was wrong with it. And we'd somewhat be on the same page with each other through whatever we were saying, Like, if his vocals needed to be turned up, I thought they also needed to be turned up. Or if I said his verse was a little off, I think he would agree. We were like on the same page the whole time.
I mean, you guys got that fucking chemistry. You know what I'm saying? And what's dope, you just said it yourself. He's all the way in the Netherlands and you're in Tennessee. That's what I think is awesome, too, because you guys are on the same fucking page and you're on other sides of the planet. Can't get more real than that.
No realer than that.
Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'll tell you what. Let's give him a little taste of it right now, man. Let's give him let's kick it off with Thank God for Mary, man. I've been bumping this track religiously. Man, just tell everybody about this one.
Thank God for Mary. It's just about daily struggles. Smoking a little bit of Mary Jane. Calm your nerves. Life stress and shit type shit, Thank God for Mary, you feel me?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. There we go. We'll be right back with Jackboy D-Pain. Make sure to get the album Bipolar Disorder. All digital outlets. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Take God for Mary. Sit down on the daily, holding up for Mary. Behind the wheel, swerving lane, my eyes are spinning near me. I'm fucked up crazy, ain't a brain gon' save me. The demons keep chasing me, thank God for Mary. I stay puffin', blowin' smoke all through the sky. My eyes is getting heavy, I watch the time fly. I'm trying to take these demons off, you know I ride or die. 4-5, Desert Eagle, red dot between your eyes. Can't survive, bitch, you know I'm certified. On the block all day, I put the pack until they pockets dry. Sit behind black, then you hear my grind on. Smoking number, fat blood, get my smoke on. Higher than a motherfucker when I come through. I'm stressed out crazy, so what am I gonna do? This life is stress, keep attacking everywhere I go. So when the money low, I'm kicking in your glow. I run up in your house and head straight to the door. Like the motherfucker go, that's the way that it go. So I stay stressed out, I stay blowing on Mary. Thank God for Mary. I'm just an understanding, smoking up for Mary. Behind the wheel, swerving lane, my eyes are feeling heavy. I'm fucked up crazy, ain't a brand gon' save me. The demons keep chasing me, thank God for Mary. I'm just an understanding, smoking up for Mary. Behind the wheel, swerving lane, my eyes are feeling heavy. I'm fucked up crazy, ain't a brand gon' save me. The demons keep chasing me, thank God for Mary. I'm waking up, dog, from cold sweats and bad dreams. I'm hearing voices in my head when I'm fucking sleep. I'm paranoid like a psycho on amphetamines. Like someone in my head trying to kill me in my fucking sleep. So I'm steady blazing every day. I wake up baking, trying to ease my mind. Trying to slow my heart rate down from racing. Keep us the motherfucker, everyone be undercover. Now watch my back, that's why I gave the strap up with a burner. I see you haters hating, learn to ready to get it gutter. You fucking with me, dog, it's 187, it's a murder. The killer be killed in the hood, this life is dangerous. You never know when your homie gon' hit you with a stainless. Leave you dead up in the streets, just lying on the pavement. Every time I close my eyes, I feel in my depth. I'm fucked up in my head and all I'm seeing is death. And ain't a prayer gon' save me, thank God for Mary. I'm shook down on the daily, smoking up for Mary. Behind the wheel, swerving lane, my eyes are feeling heavy. I'm fucked up crazy, ain't a prayer gon' save me. The demons keep chasing me, thank God for Mary. I'm shook down on the daily, smoking up for Mary. Behind the wheel, swerving lane, my eyes are feeling heavy. I'm fucked up crazy, ain't a prayer gon' save me. The demons keep chasing me, thank God for Mary.
Man, that right there, Payne, that's a motherfucker. And the production is crazy. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give it up for Mary, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about right there. How much of you know what I'm saying, Mary, have you been smoking over the years, man? What's your favorite kind of Mary?
Man, I smoke a lot of Mary. I smoke a lot. Man, I smoke at least 15 blunts a day by myself. And I only smoke gas. Sometimes it comes with a name and sometimes it don't.
Yeah, sometimes it just looks and smells pretty fucking good. That's all that counts, right?
Yeah. If it smoke good, fuck all that looking shit. I need to smoke good.
Yeah.
I need to make me choke out.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know what I'm saying? It's different because I remember coming up, you know, all we had was that brick shit, man. It was crazy. It was like, it looked like shrapnel or something off of a bomb. And it's full of seeds and all that shit. You know, it was hard to find the real good stuff. But now it's everywhere. You got the motherfuckers vaping the oil. So there's all kinds of different ways to smoke it, but I use it, it's a calming agent, man. It keeps me grounded. It keeps me humble. I think a lot of cats, who don't smoke it, you know what I'm saying? They're the ones that seem to be a little more on edge, a little more, you know, to go for pills or some bullshit like that. You know, I say everybody should just smoke weed, man, all across the board.
All the way. all the way across the board. I don't even pop aspirin. Mary Jane does the trick for me on everything. It takes my anxiety away. It keeps me calm when I'm pissed off at somebody. Hey, and it gives me a creative mindset. I smoke it on the daily because I need that shit.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I'd rather.
Like I said, I wake up. Wake up in the middle of the night, like I said in the song, wake up in the middle of the night, I got to smoke one just to calm down, calm my nerves, try to go back to sleep, ease my mind. I really do that shit every night, around 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, every night.
It's a natural sleeping agent, too. I mean, fuck, you know, cats just don't understand. The ones that talk down on it, they just, you know, they ain't about that, that real fucking weed life, man. They don't know what it is. The homie Lord Sinister is going to call in pretty soon. He wants to ask you a couple questions. Now, the album Bipolar Disorder, I know it's on YouTube. It's on Spotify. Do you know when it's going to be on, like, iTunes and Amazon? I imagine that's coming pretty soon, huh?
I'm sure that is coming pretty soon. I'm not sure exactly when. If not, it's already on there. I think D-Tag did make a post about it coming to iTunes and other outlets, too. But I ain't sure that there was a date on that.
Yeah, but it's coming. That's the main thing. I know you was talking about physicals as well.
I got physical copies coming ASAP. Just waiting on the artwork to get done, and then we're going to push it out.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man. And the artwork is crazy. Of course, Scratch and D-Tag both did their thing on it. Who came up with the concepts?
Scratch actually gave me the title of the album. I was like, yo, man, I'm lost. I need a title for the album. And he's like, Bipolar Disorder. And I'm like, okay, I like that shit. We gonna ride with that shit. And then I started sitting around thinking about how we want to come out on the album cover. And I was like, yo, what if it looks like I'm possessed and D-Tag is trying to pull the demon out of me?
Yeah, you got D-Tag as priest. That I mean, I love that, man, because he's over there, he's got the Bible and whatnot, and you're angry as fuck. Screaming at him like he just doused you in holy water or something. You know, I love that album cover, man, and I hope that people, you know, when it hits the iTunes and whatnot, I hope they see that and see the actual, like, the concept of it. Like, man, I really got to check this out because the music matches that. You know, you put a lot of emotion, a lot of anger, a lot of pain, a lot of, struggle and shit that you go through. You know, was that a part of the concept of the album as well?
Yeah, I try to keep it as real as I could on this album. Other albums I just used to do from this around, like the Daycreek album, we killed that. That's what really made me want to keep it on concept on the album. That boy be paid bipolar disorder. I am a bipolar motherfucker, you know? I can snap just like that if at any given time, for no fucking reason sometimes. And thank God my family love me no matter what. Like, no shit. So it matches my personality as well, the whole album. You know, I put my life struggles into it.
That you struggle with? You know what I'm saying? And if so, when did you know you had, like, a bipolar disorder?
Oh, man. Like, I kind of found out when I went to prison, man. They kind of diagnosed me when I was in there with that shit. Manic bipolar. And it's not really a struggle when I'm medicated.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking medicating like the pills. I'm talking through my Mary Jane.
Pills, you know? Go crazier, won't they?
Yeah, When they put me on pills in the penitentiary, man, that shit had you sluggish. It had me walking around like, what the fuck's going on type shit. And when I got out, I felt fresh. I wasn't on that shit no more. Played a little bit of Mary. I'm good.
So in the pen, they wanted to pretty much put you in like a vegetative state.
I was in a vegetative state, but they would keep you fucking walking around sluggish.
That's fucked up. But so that goes into your music, you know what I'm saying? A lot of I always appreciate artists who put their real shit into their music, because many of them don't, you know. And the backdrop, you know what I'm saying, the production from D-Tag, it goes together perfectly with this album. Would you compare it, you know what I'm saying, to the stuff you did in the past, or would you say this is on something totally different?
This is on something totally different. Like, if you go back and you look at my previous music mixtape that I slung out, you would get something like Trapologist.
Oh.
You would get something like End of Days, but really wasn't even talking about End of Days at that time. But I was doing a lot of trap music, because that's what I was doing. Billy Kane, moving work, rapped about it, money making it. Nobody wanted to hear that shit, so I had to keep it more real. Let's talk about myself. Let's talk about my struggles. Let's talk about what I think about. Let's talk about me.
Yeah. I think that really helped amplify, you know what I'm saying, this album. You know, it's a fucking, it's a dope project on many levels, but it's about pain and struggle. It's real shit. Yeah. Let's give them a little taste of it, man. Let's give them a little taste of it right now. This one has got some features on it, man. I'm going to let you tell people who you got. It's called Everything Dead. We're going to save I'm a Psycho for the last joint. But, tell everybody about this track, Everything Dead.
Everything Dead is featuring Fred Sky, exclusive to Selecta.
Cool.
From the lead, and they be killing that shit.
Serious talent.
You can't get no better than them. They come with some hard bars every time. Everything Dead.
Definitely. We'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? We got one more track after this. Don't go nowhere. Jack Boy, DJ,
yeah, man, you're not know. Anytime them violate, them get right up. I want them feel like.
Them violate everything, man. Them violate everything.
So,
cut them off. The whole real life. Them violate everything,
man. Fire hot, them can't stop it. Show me a launch the rocket. Black brain fall from your top. Real top shot, I make it here, though. Flat. Them sitting from Ghana, Cola, awesome. System, hey. Everything. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything. Everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Everything dead. Them swimming from Ghana, Cola, and won't come disturb a man. Cut them off for their light. Them violate everything. Everything dead.
I say y'all from the hood. Hustle the trapping and moving the breeze. Some of toes hit all the time. Banging loaded for the sexy shit. 40 loaders with automatics. Red ties in the city clear. Get a toe tag and a facelift. And a body bag from the dead click. I'm a rock. Y'all won't be in the streets. I play for keys. My Chevy creeps down find you, dog. Shooting shots till the body fall. Walk, and I talk and talk. This shit'll be talking me straight for your dog. Holla, see a point to me straight up at the throne. Killing everything, look, you already know. Black gloves with a black man. Chopper, I'm in all black. Certified straight gang banger. Drug dealer, straight cat peeler. Burning your boss and all of his killers. You fucking around with some straight killers. Shooting them shots straight to your head. You fucking around now, you got with the dead.
My heart, them can't stop it. Show me a lot, the rocket. Black brain fall from your top. Real top shot, I make clear, no flat. Them sitting from Ghana, Cola, awesome. This is the pig. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Them coming from Ghana, Cola, and won't come disturb a man.
cut them off before they light them violate everything.
Don't get quiet now.
Talk up.
You already violated.
SK.
Get them be the initials. I ain't playing. I'm dead in everything.
It's fresh out for BK.
BK. So don't even play yourself. Red drum, steer drum.
I am guilty. You feel me? I'm a real G. Family.
Family.
That I'm there for. No, I don't say it just to be saying it. I am loyal.
I ain't playing, boy.
It's too late for y'all to pray for. You know me. I'm the type to give it what it came for. This what I stay doing. They try, but them fellas fail. They said he can't do it. He don't be up here. He sell it well. Yeah, and I'm proud of it. I'm a real MC. 6 o'clock, I got him coming through to be the beat. My heart, them can't stop it. Show me a launch the rocket. Black rain fall from your top. Built up shot, I make a hero flat. Them things from Tana, Cola, Hawks, it's the pain. Them violate everything there. Them violate everything. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Them slipping from a car, not cool. I don't want to come disturb a man. Cut them off before they light. Them violate everything. Everything.
I'm a killer, I'll leave you for dead. Talented pussy, me straight at your head. Leaving your body right there on the pavement. Fucking with us, she gonna get dangerous. Shoot you on sight, my goodies, they playing. Killers so real, they pulling the trigger. I fuss with the killers, so creeping in silent. Holler about murder, holler about violence. I'm chopping the body, I'm draining the body. With blood on my face, I'm not giving a fuck. Keep a grin on my face, like what the fuck. I beat it for murder, I got to get him. I got to get him, I got to get him. Keep running your mouth, you're my next victim. Everything dead, everything dead. Think you can kill me, I fuck with the dead. I walk with the dead, I'm UGS. The dead click, I'm represent. Fuck with the league, get you pop quick. Exclusively with that side shit. We're fully loaded, it's a massacre. We crazy motherfuckers with no cure. Steady puffing on antidote. Running the ammo, we cutting your throat.
My heart, them can't stop it. Show me a launch the rocket. Black rain fall from your top. Real top shot, I make a clear nose flat. Them things from Ghana, Cola, Hawks, it's the pig. Everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything. Everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Them violate everything dead. Everything dead. Them slipping from Ghana, Cola, I want to come disturb a man. Cut them off before they light. Them violate everything. Everything dead.
That is a motherfucker. That says right there. Everything dead, Fred Stuy, exclusive selected, dead production. Jack Boy D paying off the album Bipolar Disorder. Man, that's got to be reason enough right there. I mean, the two tracks, we played them already. I mean, if you don't appreciate that, you're not really into hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? You're not really into gangster rap, street rap, reality rap. Man, that's a motherfucker. What was your thoughts on that track when you finished it, when you and D-Tag finished it, man? What were you guys saying about that shit?
I love that track.
Yeah.
That track, that's my biggest favorite track on the album. Thank God for Mary's my first. Select that one to set that off, though. He's the one that came with that hook. I was blank. Yeah. Because I was on some old different shit on it. And I sent it to him and I was like, man, give me something. Give me something dead quick. Okay? And he sent me some dead quick. Everything dead. Violate everything dead.
Yeah, he came in, he set the tone, and then you guys just murdered it. That exclusive is extremely talented. Fred Stuy has got bars for days. I mean, I was just saying on Facebook, you got Tennessee, Jamaica, New York, and then really the Netherlands, too, when you add in D-Tag with the production. You know, a hell of a fucking track. Cats ain't doing the shit that we're doing over there. Yes, I'm telling you. Motherfuckers are not working together, and that's why hip-hop is struggling, because you need more people to be working together, you know. What are your thoughts, you know what I'm saying, working with cats, you know what I'm saying, different countries and different cities and different states? You've always done that, I imagine, haven't you?
Yeah, here recently I have. At first, I always try to keep it in-house, you know, like always LDP. And then, you know, I branched out and started working with other cats when I started hosting mixtapes. And that's when I really started meeting people, you know, and collabing with other artists and found out that collabing with these other artists actually gets you more fan base.
Yeah. Because
you'd be like, damn, that dude just killed that verse. Who was that? So when I do, like, I did some music with Don over in Brazil, I think. I thought that was really dope. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, really dope that he hit me up and asked me for a verse for his album. I thought that was really cool.
Hell yeah, man. That's all the way down in Brazil, you know. And the good thing about it is when you work with cats like that, you know, when you hit the road, you do shows or whatever, you go to these different spots, you already got people there. You already got people that's already working their own market, their own region, just like if they were to come over where you're at. You know what I'm saying? That's what this whole network is about. You know,
yeah.
That's dope as fuck.
It is.
Who else is on the album? Who are some of the other features?
Web X and Only on the album. Really dope artist out of Mississippi.
He's also in the league as well.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to X.
They got some dope music. Yeah, y'all need to check them out. Dope music. We also got the Super Smash Bros on there. They're on the UGS Cypher, which is another dope, dope song on there. It came with some heat on that. We got Mr. G from California. He on there.
Yeah, Mr. G, Paystyle. Shout out to everybody at Paystyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's see. We got the Sleepwalkers on there. Got Chico Slim. Shout out to Chico Slim.
He's another rapid fire spitter. You've been working with him. He's part of LDP. You've been working with him for a long time, too.
Yes, sir. He come with them bars, too, when you need them. He come with it. So who else is on the album? Scratch LDP. My brother Scratch LDP made a little feature on the album. He on the Psycho Cypher.
Oh, hell yeah.
He ended up murdering that.
Your little one is on the album, too.
Oh, yeah, she's on the album. My little sidekick's on there, too, doing her little thing.
She hears Daddy record. Does she want to be part of it, too? Was it her idea, or was it your idea to put her on the song?
She wanted to be on the song. She begged me and begged me and begged while I was recording the track to let her be on the song.
And she did a hell of a job.
As I'm recording this track, she sits here and pushes the buttons for me. You know, she'll actually get involved. She'll sit here and, you like that, Daddy? And I'll be like, no. She'll delete it and run me back.
Wow.
Professional little engineer.
A little engineer in the making, man. That's beautiful, man. I always say, you know, nowadays kids aren't into music like they should be. You know, and here you are, you're encouraging your daughter to be musical with it and everything. And we got her on this song, you know what I'm saying, I'm a Psycho, which we're going to play here in a minute, you know what I'm saying, before we get out of here. I think Sin is going to call in, I'm not sure. I'll let him know we're about to close it down. But before we do, I want to make sure everybody gets this album, Bipolar Disorder. You know what I'm saying? And also, if they want to get at you for mixing and mastering or for 16s, man, what's the best way to reach you?
The best way to reach me is through my Gmail account, dpain548@gmail.com. That's dpain548@gmail.com. That's the best way to reach me.
and you do mixing and mastering, like you'll do whether it be one song or a whole project, right?
Yeah, I do one song, whole project, multiple projects. Do all your albums if you want me to, et cetera, et cetera. Really low and affordable, too. I ain't trying to break your pocket. The first mix down is free. After that, we work deals out and go from there.
Hell yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Support the underground and, you know, get at T-Pain. Make sure you get this album, Bipolar Disorder. Also, make sure you be on the lookout for Scratch, LDP Scratch Valley, that's coming soon. Also produced by D-Tag. And then also get the Defunk album, which is out right now by D-Tag, as well as the Dead Click debut album. And then go get like 30, 40 other fucking albums from Scratch and D-Pain. And just fuck with the Living Dead Productions, UGS for Life family, man, for real. Thank you, Jack Boy D-Pain, for coming back on the show. I really appreciate you, man.
Hell yeah, it's been an honor, man.
Most definitely. And we're gonna get out of here with I'm a Psycho. Now that's the one with your daughter, man. Just kind of break down the you know, the whole meaning behind this song as we get out of here, brother.
I'm a Psycho is featuring my kid Liza, my sidekick. Just about how I be thinking sometimes in my head, or how I might be plotting some crazy shit out. I'm a Psycho. That boy D Pain, Bipolar Disorder, go get that. Shout out to Scratch LDP. Shout out to D Tag. Shout out to everybody did their thing on the album. We're looking out.
Hell yeah, man. It's definitely a must. You guys gotta get this album, man. You fuck with UGS, support this project. And you know, anybody listening, support this project as well. And we'll get out of here. We'll see you real soon. I'm a Psycho.
A crazy motherfucker with a bunch of mental problems. Smoking weed on the daily, popping pills, I get some off. I'm a boss motherfucker, and I ain't crazy, I'm a psycho. Got bodies up, talking store to me like I was Costco. Hey, they yelling on your D, how you gonna solve the problem? I'ma ride by myself, I'ma die by myself. I'ma load them choppers up and I'ma ride by their house. Just ride by their house, dog, you not gon' get out. Going cheek, they toe in, going blow, they break out. Need no prince up on the scene, dog, and creep about the house. I'ma do what I gotta, just sit back and mind your biz. My cave fighting talk, I have his bitch slit his wrist. Chop his body on up and serve his organs to his kid. Goddamn deep pain, slow down, take your bed. Why you trying to talk me out of this? You always in my head. I'ma be your thickest in, I'ma be your best friend. Never tell none of your sins, keep my lips until the end. Like you said, motherfucker, dog, I'm always in your head. Can't nobody see me, dog, but I control your hands. Motherfucker, I'm a psycho. When I creep, keep them lights on. Bitch, I'm about to take your face off. And I'm about to put my mask on. Motherfucker, I'm a psycho. When I creep, keep them lights on. Bitch, I'm about to take your face off. And I'm about to put my mask on. Motherfucker, I'm a psycho. When I creep, keep them lights on. Bitch, I'm about to take your face off. And I'm about to put my mask on. Motherfucker, you so psycho. Psycho insane. Mental institution, dog, stay blowing out brain. Get them choppers, AK. Machete, too fucking with me. What you gonna do, dog, when you pull over in these streets? I'ma smile, act nice, polite, and reach for the peace. Put 17 in, don't leave them dead in the streets. Kill them 187 when you fucking with me. Body chopped up in the trunk for about a week. No prints on the scene, cause I told you to wipe them clean. That bloody mess up on the wall, it's just a bad dream. What's in my head, dog, keep me on the killing spree. I'm trapped up in a bad dream. Motherfucker, I'm a psycho. When I creep, keep them lights on. Bitch, I'm about to take your face off. And I'm about to put my mask on. Motherfucker, I'm a psycho. When I creep, keep them lights on. Bitch, I'm about to take your face off. And I'm about to put my mask on. Motherfucker, I'm a psycho. When I creep, keep them lights on. Bitch, I'm about to take your face off.
motherfucker, I'm a psycho.